You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. In 1990, the U.S. Congress established the first full week of October as Mental Illness Awareness Week to support the National Association of Mental Illness, or NAMI's, effort to raise mental illness awareness. Since then, mental health advocates across the country joined together during that week to sponsor many kinds of activities. Recently, the Week of Recognition brought together a group of Utah Public Radio interns and reporters as they began sharing their personal experiences with mental illness. These were not stories about their observations of others who deal with mental illness. These were their stories. During this, the first part of a two-part conversation, we listen as together they work through some of the myths associated with mental illness.
I'm April Ashland. I am the social media coordinator for Utah Public Radio, and I am also a student. Let's see, I hit the jackpot in mental illnesses. I have ODD, which is oppositional defiance disorder. I have RAD, which is reactive attachment disorder. I have bipolar. I have depression. I have PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm Story Powell, and I'm graduated from Utah State University. I actually work for the Center for Persons with Disabilities, and I'm also a reporter for Utah Public Radio. I am afflicted with insomnia, anxiety, and obsessive compulsive order, specifically the perfectionism aspect of OCD.
My name is Ryan Cunningham. I am a full-time intern at Utah Public Radio. I will be graduating in December. I have primarily bipolar disorder, type 2, I think. It's flipped a couple times, but I think it's type 2 right now. And just general anxiety disorder. And I've dealt with insomnia.
I mean, I was adopted when I was 5 years old, so I had issues going into it, and I was in therapy from the time I was 5 to the time I was almost 16. January of 2006 is when I stopped going, and then I've been on and off to the counseling center here on campus. I started on being medicated when I was 11, maybe slightly earlier, 10 or 11. And I just am chemically imbalanced, and my mom always said, you know, you'll probably always have to be on pills.
I didn't get any treatment or therapy or anything until I was 19. But there are symptoms that go back all the way to maybe 3 or 4. I was a very stubborn kid, very moody, would kick my mother in the shins all the time. And I just grew up kind of a morose kid. I loved to laugh, but at the same time, I just had a very dark outlook on things. My dad in middle school one time, I remember he just said, you know, Ryan, you just think too much. You need to stop thinking, because if you just stop thinking, things will get a little better. I think that's the problem, though, is mental illness is kind of the disease of having too many thoughts, auxiliary thoughts there that need to go away.
And it's not something you can just snap out of.
No.
When you get in a cycle or an episode, we'll call them, you don't just, you know, like, bounce up and say, oh, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I actually had a bit of a breakdown this summer, and I thought maybe I had grown out of my OCD, and I realized I hadn't, and it was really kind of depressed. I was actually very depressed about it. I thought, oh, I'll be moving on with life now, but as April said, I realized I'll probably have to be medicated and working with this for the rest of my life. And I think that's something people should realize, that every day is a battle. Every day is a challenge. I think most of us are trying to win the war. I think people should realize we're gonna have days where we lose, and you just have to be really nice to us on those days because we're trying really hard.
Well, I think one of the problems with the stigma of mental illness is that you can't always physically tell that someone is mentally ill.
I don't know if you guys get this, but sometimes I'll get to know someone and then I'll let it slip that I have a mental illness or that I'm bipolar, and they'll go, huh, you don't look bipolar to me. And I don't know how to respond to
that.
Like, what do they think a bipolar person is? What is
true.
A person with mental illness?
Yeah, what do they look like?
It's really frustrating, but it's something you kind of learn to accept in a sort of fatalist way. Like, well, it's gonna happen. It's just gonna be a part of me.
But you keep on keeping on.
You have to. Yeah. There's no option. There's no other acceptable option for me except to just keep moving.
I know that for years, I couldn't keep on keeping on. You know, I was institutionalized multiple times, you know, and so it was really difficult. I have a hard time reading people, which is one of the reasons why I'm so blunt. You know, people get mad at me because I'm like, I don't like you. And I just say it. And part of that is because I can't read people.
As tortured as I am, I can never be any other way. Doing things wholeheartedly and doing them till I feel good about them is just part of who I am. And OCD, it's like my best friend and my worst enemy. And I have to learn how to draw the line between what's going too far and what's good enough, which isn't easy.
Tomorrow, Ryan Cunningham, April Ashland, and StoryPal will continue their conversation about how they deal on a daily basis with mental illness. Next time, discussing the sensitive aspects of coming out. To learn more about mental illness and NAMI, and to listen to their conversation again, go to our website at upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio.